I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Corey Heppola. 1036. I like this song. It's a new one. It's called Anything, and it's from John Oates and the Good Road Band. John Oates got a new album out just today. It's called Live in Nashville. John Oates, of course, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer as a part of Hall & Oates. He's a Grammy Award-winning artist, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. And that new album is Live in Nashville, out today on Amazon, iTunes, and stores. John Oates on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. John, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
I am great, and I'm really excited to talk to you, and I want to ask you about this new album, but first... I've always wanted to share this story with you, so I'm glad I'm able to talk with you today. I know that you wrote You Make My Dreams, and I love that song. In fact, the first time I ever got a job, I was in TV. My boss loved Hall & Oates, and that was a song. So I have such an affinity for that song, and it's one that you wrote. What was your inspiration for that song?
Well, you know, Daryl came up with this really cool piano groove, and it was just so positive and just kind of fun, and it's just very infectious. And that was it, you know, and You Make My Dream. It was just such a simple idea that just everyone can relate to on a million levels, and I think that's why the song's been so successful.
Yeah, and it continues to be. I did read this in an interview that you had with Esquire, and that you didn't like to be referred to as Hall & Oates. Every album was Daryl Hall and John Oates. So what happened? Everyone just referred to you as Hall & Oates.
Well, that's, you know, the world can call you whatever you want as long as they call you, right? If you look at our albums, every one of our albums says Daryl Hall and John Oates. And there's a reason for it. We always wanted to be perceived as two individuals who work together. So that it gave us the freedom to do other things. And, you know, my live album that I'm doing now, you know, I've got 7 solo albums. Daryl's been making solo albums since the 1970s. So, you know, it's been a way that we could see ourselves as individuals, but we could still work together.
Well, with this new one, you recorded live in Nashville in January, kind of just in time, right before the pandemic.
Yeah, January 9th, we did a show. You know, I had been on tour with the Good Road Band, with these amazing players, and that we were playing really well. The band was tight, and I really wanted to capture that moment when a band is playing really well. And luckily, we got it in before the shutdown happened.
Yeah. You know, when you listen to it, we're talking with John Oates here. It's obviously a different sound than what... you know, your solo work is obviously a different sound than maybe that rock music from the 70s and 80s that you had with Daryl. How would you describe your sound as a solo artist, and in particular on this album?
Well, you know, this music I'm making now, it has a lot to do with my move to Nashville about 10 years ago, because I rediscovered my original musical inspiration, the stuff that I was doing and the stuff that I was really into before I met Daryl Hall and before he and I began working together. Much more oriented and, you know, acoustic blues, Delta blues, things like that. So when I got to Nashville, I started meeting a lot of musicians who really had the same influences and really could relate to where I was coming from. And so in a sense, I kind of went back to my earliest days and then figured out a way of reimagining that music to go forward and create a sound of my own.
Hmm. So you were born in New York, right? But you grew up in Pennsylvania?
That's right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who, like who inspired you as a young man? Like who did you look up to? Who did you enjoy?
Well, you know, I'm old enough to remember music before rock and roll. My parents were of the World War II generation, and you know, their music was the big band music of that era. And so as a really little kid, you know, being musically inclined, that music seeped into me. So the big band swing, that kind of pre-rock and roll sound has always been part of my musical DNA. And then of course I remember rock basically started in the early 50s, and radio began to play rock and roll. I was old enough to realize that something new had happened. And of course I got into, you know, Elvis and Chuck Berry and Little Richard and all that. And then, you know, basically my life has paralleled the evolution of rock and roll.
Hmm. You know, when you said you were inspired by like that Delta blues and where does that come from?
Well, you know, I've always had an affinity for the music of the Deep South. It's just, you know, in the early 60s, when the folk music revival started happening on college campuses, I was still, you know, young, but a good friend of mine's brother went away to college in North Carolina. And when he came back, he brought all these amazing records that I had never heard, like Lightning Hopkins and Mississippi John Hurt and Sun House and all these. And I poured through these records, and I was fascinated with the sound, and I began to learn these songs. And then when these guys and these various artists were rediscovered, I began to perform in Philadelphia at the Folk Festival and the various, you know, folk clubs and things. And I just was enamored by it. And to me, it all made sense with the early days of R&B and soul, that it was really the music that paved the way for rock and roll. And so on this album, I try to kind of show that.
Yeah. That album, again, is Live in Nashville. It is out today on Amazon, iTunes. You can find it in stores, too. We're talking with John Oates here, Grammy Award-winning artist, of course, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer with Hall & Oates as well. And I'm always fascinated, John, and just listening to your music over the course of my life, which is, you know, something I've really enjoyed. But I always find it fascinating how a person's, you know, sound and voice evolves. And so, like, you know, with you living in Nashville and in the South, going back to something that you kind of grew up on, really inspired by the world that you kind of live in. But also, too, like, for you, there's always some risk involved, right? I mean, you're still producing music, you're evolving your voice and sound. And with that, I think there's always a risk because people knew you primarily as this person at one point, and now there's, you know, when you start to evolve. But I think that's where progress comes too, and when you're not afraid to just stay in a box, you're exploring new ways to produce art.
Well, yeah, you know, the Hall & Oates success of Hall & Oates, the commercial success of Hall & Oates has enabled me to have complete creative freedom. I mean, I can do whatever I want. When I make a record, I'm not making a record to try to make a lot of money or to have a number one record. That's not my motivation. My motivation is to do what I want to do, and luckily I have the freedom to do that. So it's something I think every artist and every, you know, creative person would like to have. And so I have it, and I'm very aware of it. I don't take it for granted. I'm very appreciative of it. So I work really hard at taking advantage of this unique opportunity that I have.
Yeah, that's awesome. John, before I let you go, typically when I have somebody famous on, I always like to ask them just one unique tidbit that they have that's on their Wikipedia page, and we ask them if it's true. We call it Wikipedia, Hey, Is It True? And I want to ask you about this. John Oates became good friends with Hunter S. Thompson when he moved to Colorado in the late 1980s and maintained a close bond with Thompson until Thompson's death in 2005. Is that true?
He was my next-door neighbor.
What?
If you drove out our lane and went across the road, you would drive directly into his driveway. We could walk to his house, and we had peacocks. He had peacocks. We used to watch Monday Night Football together, and he was quite a character, and he's a true journalistic legend in America, and it was really proud to have known him.
That's amazing, John. That's a really cool story. John, best wishes now on this new album, and real thrilled to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye. He's John Oates and that album, Live in Nashville. Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, next-door neighbors, close bond with Hunter S. Thompson? It's amazing. Watch Monday Night Football together. Yeah, it's very cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.